It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. We're back together again, and I'm glad. Do you ever do any painting? Drawing with crayons or painting? These are some paintings that some young friends of mine made of different animals. Let's just take a look at them. What do you suppose that is? Eating dinner from a bowl there, beside the tree. What about this one? You can just guess what these different animals are. There's one up in the tree. An animal with a person that it loves. What about this one? What do you suppose that is? Something in a wheel or something in a cage? That looks like our fish tank, doesn't it? With fish in it. There's a zoo in our neighborhood that has all kinds of animals. Some that you would never have for pets, but some that are really fun to see. Let's go to the zoo and see some big animals. And while we're there, I'll try to find Barbara Bingham, who told me she'd show us some pandas. Did you ever see a live panda? Well, come along to the neighborhood zoo. This is where the seals are supposed to be. What's that make you think of when you see the seals? Oh, look. Look at it going around and around. Can you move the way they do? Well, of course, we're not in water, but you go. Seals are very different from people. Well, now we can go see more animals. Would you like to? Let's go look for the pandas. Giant panda. This is the place. Come along. Excuse me, are you Barbara Bingham?
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We were expecting you.
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Miss Bingham. What are you doing now?
I'm getting ready to go in and make the panda food. You want to come with me?
I'd like to.
Okay.
Come along.
I don't know if you want to get your hands dirty or not, but now we break up the rice. Sometimes it's easier with your hands.
I think it is. My hands are clean. It's like porridge. And then is this it?
Well, that's it as far as the rice goes, but we do put a little piece of canned meat on top. We give them half a can each. Almost looks like dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you like to help me go feed the pandas?
Certainly would. Shall I just bring the bamboo?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. Come along.
They know exactly when it's that time, too.
But people shouldn't be in here when they come out?
No, we never go in with them. They can be dangerous, and so we just lock them in a separate cage when we're getting the food in the yard, and then we let them back out. Okay, we put the food right up here.
Should I just put this over with the other bamboo?
Yeah, you can just put it right there.
Okay.
Give them his apples. They get about a pound and a half of apples and a pound of carrots. We'll just put the one bag.
Oh, okay.
Here. You can just put them down next to the...
Here's your treat.
And that's about it. Now we go back up and we...
Then we can wash the meat.
Right.
All right. Oh, he seems to be enjoying what we brought.
Oh, of course, he always does.
He's eating bamboo right now.
Uh-huh. The interesting thing about the way he eats the bamboo is he'll take each branch in his hand and he'll peel off the extensions and the leaves and get a mouthful. And then after he has enough of a certain amount in his mouth, then he takes it with his paw and he holds it just like a person could with their hand. The pandas have this interesting extension of their wrist bone that allows them to hold things, and most animals can't do that. So he holds it in his hand and he can shift it back and forth from one side of the mouth to the other and eat it, just like he's doing right now. You can see it.
Look at that. But he hasn't touched the stuff in the tray, Barbara.
Well, sometimes, you know, he'll come out and he'll eat the rice first, and other times he'll come out and eat the carrots, and today it's the bamboo. It just depends on his mood. It's just the way he is.
Well, I guess people are like that too, aren't they?
Yeah.
We don't.
You wouldn't want to eat the same thing first every day.
That's fascinating how he does that with the bamboo.
It really is. He thoroughly enjoys it. And he has it down to a real science the way he eats it. Makes sure he gets every piece and just the right mouthful.
You like taking care of him, don't you?
Oh, I do. I really do. They're a lot of fun. Even after being here for so long, I still enjoy coming out here and watching him eat all the time.
When you were a little girl, did you have any pets?
I've had pets all my life. Mainly, we had dogs at the house, and I've always been around a lot of animals and always been outdoors, the outdoors type, so I spent a lot of time camping and seeing a lot of wildlife. We came to the zoo a lot, too.
Oh, did you?
Of course.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
She came to the zoo a lot when she was a little girl.
Right now I have a German Shepherd and a parrot, which keep me busy at home, so my day is filled with animals wherever I go.
His ears just look like they're pasted on, Barbara.
Yeah, they do look like that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. They're just one whole piece, just like you and I are.
Yeah, pandas are one piece, yeah. I think I could just stand here and watch them all day.
I think everybody could, yeah? They like to spend a lifetime here if they could.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we can't. We always have other things to do.
Lots of different animals in the zoo, aren't they?
That's true. Pandas aren't the only ones, but they are the special ones.
Where do you think I should go next?
Well, the elephants are a really fun thing to see.
Which way are they?
They're over there.
Can you come along?
Well, I'd like to, but I really should get back. I have other things I have to do up here. So.
Oh, thank you very much for this part of our tour.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Thank you. Bye,
bye-bye.
Barbara. Best thing about a place like this is that you can just look for a long, long time. Just look and listen. Lions look really sleepy, don't they? There's a mother lion and a daddy lion just lying out there in the grass. They certainly don't look very wild or ferocious that way, do they? Not when they're sleeping. What do you suppose lions might dream about? I wonder if the tigers are sleeping too. Let's go see. Can you make a face like that tiger? Well, sometimes it's scary to think about animals that have big teeth like that, isn't it? We didn't see the tiger or the lions moving around. You can't see everything that you want to see in one day at the zoo. There's lots for us to think about, isn't there? There'll be lots for us to think about for years ahead. Let's go back to my place now. All right? Come along. Hi. Fun for you to see all those animals? I like it when I can spend a long time just looking at one animal. I think I could have watched that panda all day long. It reminded me of a little boy that I know who told all of his secrets to his toy panda. That was his favorite toy. Do you have a favorite toy that you tell things to? Or somebody that you love, that you tell important things to? Well, when I was a boy, there wasn't any zoo in the town where I lived. But when the circus came to town, there was usually a parade, and I loved to watch the animals and the people in the parade. It reminds me of the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah. Pretending today that King Friday is having a parade for Anna Platypus's birthday in the neighborhood. Why don't we pretend about that right now? And about the little pet kitten that Anna would like to have. Let's even think of Purple Panda in the parade. Panda might be able to hit
the drum and start the parade. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley looks wonderful.
Look at all those flags and balloons.
All decorated for such a fun time.
You're twirling your baton, are you, Miss Polyphica?
Oh, I am, sire.
Very good. Are you ready for the parade, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, yes, Daddy. I can hardly wait.
Very good. And you, Queen Sarah?
Well, I always like to see a parade with different things in it, you know.
Yes, I do know. And I am the Grand Marshal. So that means that I'm the one who should start the parade. Are you ready with your whistle, Miss Polyphica?
Oh, I am, sire.
Excellent. I suggest that the birthday parade for Anna Platypus begin. Whistle. Such pomp, such circumstance.
Look at that elephant dancing, Daddy.
Oh, and look at me dancing, my boy. And your mother. Why, Sarah, it is a good time for dancing, isn't it lovely?
Lefty Galefty McGee, the owl is up in the tree. It's Anna's birthday, now hear what I say. This birthday is great fun for me.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 McGee. Meow, cat, meow, 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 tree. Meow, like, meow, meow, dancing. Meow, like, meow, meow, prancing. Meow, 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 so much to see.
King Fred is making such a big parade. He didn't do this for his birthday or even for my birthday.
Oh, that's Friday, dear. He likes to keep them guessing.
I guess he just felt like having some fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Anna doesn't need all this.
Well, hooray for fun, that's what I say. Yeah. The more the merrier. Uh-huh. Will you look at that whale?
Mama? Yes, dear? The whale, is that my pet?
Oh, no, dear, it really isn't.
Papa?
Aye?
The ape, is that for me?
No, no. I think Lady Elaine just wanted that here for fun.
The apes, too?
Aye, dear, that's what it is.
Well, then, where is my pet? Or did you decide to not get one for me?
Oh, your pet is here, dear. Look closely, and you'll see it here in the parade.
Happy birthday, wee girl.
Look, Lady Evelyn, I got it. I got my kitten.
Oh, I know, Anna, and I'm so happy for you. Hello, kitty.
Let her explore. See your new home, kitty, kitty?
All right.
Oh, hey, how cute is she is.
Here you are, your new home, little
one. Anna was curious just like that when she was just learning to walk.
Oh, I remember that very well.
I'm so happy to have her.
Lady Evelyn, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Can I take my kitty?
If it's all right with Lady Aberlin, dear.
I'll be glad to help you take care of her, Anna.
Where are they going?
Here we go. Oh, she's going to have a wee party for her little friends.
Oh, of course. That's a good idea. Short parades are best for little children.
Of course. And everybody else can see the rest of it.
Aye, that's right.
Now get it right in the box. There. Oh, I hope Anna likes it.
Oh, it's a wonderful truck, Daniel.
Well, I worked on it a long time, you know.
I know you did.
But I got some help, and it turned out pretty well, I think.
Oh, it's beautiful.
There you are, truck. And you're going to belong to Anna, because you'll be the birthday present.
She's going to love it.
I hope so. Oh, there come Lady Evelyn and Anna right now.
Oh,
hi. Happy
birthday,
Anna.
Happy birthday, Anna.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Tuesday. See my new kitten?
Oh.
Isn't she pretty?
Beautiful. Yeah, but tell it to be careful around this box here, Anna.
Oh, is it for me?
It certainly is. Would you like to open it?
Oh, yes.
I'll help you, Anna.
Oh, but, thank you.
Yeah. You know what it is?
No, but I'm excited.
It's
a truck?
Yes, it's a red truck.
Does it go?
Sure, you just push it and make it go anywhere you want.
I never saw one like this before.
It's the only one like it in the whole world. Yes, I know because I made it myself.
Oh, Daniel, how nice of you.
I'm glad you like
it. Beautiful, Daniel, really beautiful.
I brought you a birthday poem, Anna.
Can you say it out loud?
Yes. Today is Anna's birthday. Anna, Anna, Anna. Happy birthday, Anna. Happy birthday, friend.
Let's sing the happy birthday song to her, okay?
Oh, let's do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anna. Happy birthday to you.
I'm having such a wonderful birthday today.
Oh, I'm so glad, Anna.
Did you like the parade, Anna?
Oh, yes, but I think King Friday liked it best of all.
And Auntie Lady Elaine.
Probably. All right, cake for everybody.
Oh, we can have some cake now.
It's so pretty.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Oh, that kitty is so nice.
I did not give permission for Anna and Lady Aberlin to go off and have a birthday celebration.
Sire, it's just a little children's party. I mean, something quiet and something small.
Who on earth would choose something quiet and small?
Well, Anna chose a kitten, something quiet and something small. And Anna is fairly small and quiet herself.
I will investigate. I will do as I please.
Yes, sir.
Why, they do seem to be having a good time.
They certainly do, King Friday.
Such a simple picnic and such a good time.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday and Anna and Daniel playing.
Wait, yeah?
Dancing they are. And the kitty. The kitty. My, everyone likes different things, Handyman Negri.
Yes, King Friday.
People like to celebrate birthdays in their own ways.
That's right, sire.
We each have our ways. Imagine.
King Friday finally understood that children can have a good time with just a simple picnic, just a few playmates, and a little pet. They didn't need a fancy parade, although it was fun to see it for a while, wasn't it? So Anna has her new kitten. Her mother and dad will need to help her take care of it for a while. But little by little, she'll learn to feed it and clean up after it. Already she's probably learned to pat it just right and not hold it too tight. Just the way her mother took care of her when Anna was a tiny baby. Taking care, we better take care of our fish. There you are, fish. The best part of birthdays is feeling that people love you. Of course, that's the best part of any day, isn't it? Daniel told Anna by making her a little red truck. Prince Tuesday told her by making a poem. Her mother and dad told her by giving her a little kitten, which is the kind of pet she really wanted. How do you tell people that you love them? There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are many ways, aren't there? I know a way that you can say it with just your hand, like this. This stands for I, this stands for love, and this stands for you. Put them all together, go like that. It says, I love you. I suppose you could go like this too, big hug. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.